The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello. This is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Thank you for listening. Now that we are seeing the hand of God using political leaders and corporate leaders in uprooting the wicked root that is in Washington, D.C., it is time for the body of Christ. It is time for you and I to get busy in obeying God, in believing God, and following Him. God gave a vision, open opportunities for us to be part of the transfer of wealth and influence, and let us follow those instructions to the letter. I always remind the congregation of Freedom Fellowship Church that complete reliance on the Holy Spirit in our days is a must. It is the only way for the manifestation of what God has promised us, for the manifestation of the transfer of wealth and influence. We have never been this way before, and we need His guidance every step of the way. In John chapter 14, verse 26 says, "This is Jesus talking. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." Acts 1:8. "When the Holy Spirit will come upon you, you will be endued with power." The power comes from the Holy Spirit alone for the body of Christ. The Holy Spirit will give us understanding. He will teach us on all things, including how to operate or start a business, ministry, governance, in all things. He will give us innovative ideas, inventions, new concepts, as long as we continue to listen and obey Him in everything. He will be there for us. Things that are promised to us, prophesied to us personally, or even prophecy to the nations like United States, when they get delayed, it's not God's fault. It is ours, the body of Christ. Even though God gets blamed for it, or a lot of times we blame the messenger, it is still our fault. Nobody can disqualify us except us. Nobody can stop us except us. Yes, Satan or even our enemies will try, but those weapons, they will get formed, but they will not prosper if we continue to trust and obey God. And in the end, those assignments, those stumbling blocks that were placed before us, they will strengthen our character in God. They will strengthen our resolve. And at the same time, we learn how to engage in spiritual warfare and even meet those challenges because of the lessons learned. And we will also be a blessing and a mentor to others so that they will avoid the pitfalls or the mistakes that we, or the challenges that we encountered when we were obeying God. So it's always a win-win situation for the body of Christ, because this is how God planned it. This is how God set it up. Okay? The victory has been handed to us at the cross. Okay? So, all the prophecies are conditional, and they contain specific instruction that we have to follow to the letter, not just the first time. Okay? Noah received the blueprint from God on how to build the ark. Noah did not have any idea what the ark is, what it looks like, and he didn't have any idea as far as what is a flood is. because everything is watered. Springs coming from the ground, and it waters the plants, and it provides water to all God's creatures. Okay, Noah followed the instruction to the letter, and you know what? Mankind got a second chance. One man's obedience. So your obedience will affect and be a blessing to others. Okay? Not just for you and your family. One man's obedience can make a difference. Okay? Okay, when God showed Moses the blueprint for the temple of God, they followed the blueprint. They used the materials as instructed by the Lord, and even the colors the Lord provided, okay? And they obeyed to the letter, and God was pleased. What is heartbreaking in all my years in the prophetic ministry is when the manifestations of prophecy got delayed, or a child of God did not receive the full manifestation of that prophecy, okay? Because usually, a person received a prophecy and believed God for it and obeyed the initial instruction. And when things started manifesting, blessings start manifesting, that person disappeared. And then he or she will live his lives as usual and conduct his or her business the way he wanted it, forgetting about instruction, forgetting about the Holy Spirit. And then problem will arise and God gets blamed for it, or the messenger gets blamed for it. But you know, we are responsible. We are responsible, solely responsible to God, to what has been entrusted to us, okay? The word of God or the plan of God for that person or person came to pass initially, but it's not fully manifested. And then they continue to do their own thing. They get into trouble. Then they want another prophecy and instruction from the Lord. And they promise this time that they're going to obey it. And the cycle continues, and it's heartbreaking because of the many opportunities wasted, the time wasted, and the heartaches, not only from those people who didn't follow through, but also God is grieved because it is His glory of God to give us the kingdom. It is His plan that we have an abundant life here on earth, that we are the head and not the tail. Okay. Some people who receive a prophecy, they wait for it to come to pass, forgetting about the instruction. There was no corresponding action, and they continue on and on collecting prophecies after prophecies, but nothing is coming to pass because there was no changes. The instruction had to be followed, okay? This is the biggest challenge for all of us. We have to remind ourselves, because you know why? We are so conditioned in the ways of the world. Ever since we were young, in school, everything, until we got born again. And the issue with when we got born again, it is the failings of many leaders is to give a list of do's and don'ts instead of introducing the Holy Spirit to the young Christians, even praying for them and introducing the Holy Spirit to them and the Word of God. It is important. It is contaminated with man-made doctrines. But it is time for the body of Christ to mature. Amen? Okay. It is important to understand and to be very, very aware that once we got born again, we were born of the Spirit, so that our past is erased and the Holy Spirit takes over in nurturing, in protecting, and teaching us in the things of God. We need to get born again because we need to unlearn things of the world and learn the things of God that only the Holy Spirit, who is our teacher, that Jesus sent to us to abide with us forever. Okay. And some of the prophecies that I already released in times past, they're worth releasing to you and reminding you again, plus additional one in the last, which is a new one. Isaiah chapter 42 verse 9. See, the former things have taken place, and new things I declare. Before they spring into being, I announce them to you. The former things that have taken place that God has told us in a prophecy since 2019, December 31st, 2019, is that the wicked root that is in Washington, D.C. is going to be uprooted only by the hand of God. So now God is using this present administration and corporate people and a lot of Americans to uproot this wicked root, and it will continue, okay? So that it will not grow again. It is not allowed to come back, okay? Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. Okay, another prophecy that was released. Major changes are coming. As it is, we are seeing the hand of God, right? Uprooting the evil root that is in Washington, D.C. This evil root is bureaucracy, corruption, ungodliness. And in its stead are major changes, good changes in our country, in the lives of God's people, in the lives of the American people, and major changes in the body of Christ, in our ministry, as major changes is taking place in our country. We need to focus on what God is saying to the body of Christ. Amen? We need to take time to pray and obey God and ask the Holy Spirit to be our teacher. The Holy Spirit will lead us to a place we've never been before. Lead us along the way to the manifestation of the transfer of wealth and influence by giving us instruction, revelation, understanding, the now word, okay? Another prophetic instruction that was released for 2025 and beyond. Isaiah chapter 54, verses 2 through 4. Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. For you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess nations and settle in their desolate cities. Do not be afraid. You will not suffer shame. Do not fear disgrace. You will not be humiliated. You will forget the shame of your youth and remember no more the reproach of your widowhood. So we are definitely called or summoned to be a part of the transfer of wealth and influence. Be a generous giver. Sow seeds on fertile grounds. Okay? Everything will double up if you're going to follow all these instructions. Okay? In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 through 11, remember, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. It's also in Proverbs 11:24. One man gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. It's also in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Okay? Remember, we are called to be partakers of the transfer of wealth and influence so that we can finance and obey the Great Commission all over the world. And that takes resources, it takes time, and our willingness to share the love of God and to tell God's people the plan of God. Okay, let us continue. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7 through 12, I think, or 13. Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. This is also in Exodus chapter 25, verse 2. Tell the Israelites to bring me an offering. You are to receive the offering for me from each man whose heart prompts him to give. Exodus 35, verse 5. From what you have, take an offering for the Lord. Everyone who is willing is to bring to the Lord an offering of gold, silver, and bronze. Okay, let's continue. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Okay, whether ministry, whether your own life, your career, your business, everything. Okay. Verse 9. As it is written, he has scattered abroad his gifts to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. Verse 10. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. See that? You can never outgive God. He will shower you with blessings. Okay. You will be made rich in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. 12 through 14. This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of God's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of the service by which you have proved yourselves, men will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you. You know, with my going on mission to foreign soil, especially in the Philippines, I receive so much love. And they pray for me. They're very grateful for the gift. And they were grateful for the teaching and mentorship. Okay? And out of your financing the gospel and your generous giving, that will happen to you too. And you'll never want anything. Okay? Be led by the Holy Spirit. And another prophecy, and this is one thing to look for. Okay? God is going to shake and move and touch the major religious institutions all over the world, like Catholics, Baptists, Anglicans. And out of the leadership, out of this shaking, will emerge a great move of God. Okay? Doctrines of men and doctrines of demons will be exposed and removed from their doctrines. And out emerge the true government of God. And the ways of God will be implemented. Many people will get born again. Many leaders will be dealt with and removed, replaced, demoted. And those who have ears to hear and eyes to see, and their heart is after God's own heart and a love for God's people, the Spirit of the Lord will be upon them and give them revelation. And they will become more powerful and influential, and they will be promoted in prominent position. Thus, bring such a major move of God that truly signs and wonder will follow them. Okay? And the doctrines of our Lord Jesus Christ, Him dying on the cross for us, and Him crucified, and seated at the right hand of God, waiting for his enemies to be made a footstool for his feet, will be prominent, even especially in this organized religious sect. So you're going to see it. First, it seems like it's gradual, but no, the Spirit of the Lord is already moving, okay? We will experience a true liberty in the Holy Spirit, okay? And this religious organization, those who have eyes to see and ears to hear the Holy Spirit, a true unity will emerge, okay? Let us get ready and get down on our knees. Let us ask the Holy Spirit to show us, to convict us on things we practice, say, or believe that are not in accordance to God's perfect will and purpose for our lives. It is important for us to ask the Holy Spirit, "You are my teacher," the things that are not pleasing to you. And pray, if you are living in permissive will of God instead of the perfect will of God, ask Him to help you and teach you to get out of there. He will lead the path of righteousness. It is not too late. As long as you're here on earth, it is not too late. Amen? You follow and believe what God has promised us and what He's saying to us as a member of the body of Christ. Many exciting things are coming, but we need to get busy in governance, in knowing to manage wealth so that we can be found trustworthy and faithful, okay? You're going to be amazed in seeing, if you do this, you'll be amazed in seeing how the Holy Spirit will convict and touch our children and our children's children. It's going to be amazing. And it's not going to take long in praying and crying and howling and begging God for it. No. Just continue to obey the instruction. Even the instruction that I released today, they are from the Lord. And if you do that, you're going to see the manifestations and the changing and the transformation of not just our own lives, but also the members of our family. God is so good. It is so exciting. Okay? And please listen to what I'm telling you. A time will come, and it might be sooner than I expect, that I will receive an instruction from the Lord that I have finished my work through this radio broadcast. And I will be glad, more than glad, to go ahead and stop airing this broadcast. Okay? I had been giving you word from the Lord for the past 14 years. And I did my best. I didn't ask you for money. I didn't try to use the prophetic office to manipulate or take advantage of you. No, we're just giving you the word. The one who really financed this is the ministry team of Freedom Fellowship Church. We use this in our budget. We did not depend on the listeners because this is a prophetic voice of our time. We cannot compromise it and give you a prophecy that you want to hear so that you'll give me money. Nope. No, I don't want your money that way. Okay? Now, Joshua is launching the prophetic voice of our time via YouTube. We will share with you insights, revelation from God, and of course, prophecies. And we will continue to remind you, and you need to subscribe to this prophetic voice of our time via YouTube so that we can generate notices, and please share it to everybody so that the prophecies will be heard by many, many people, children of God. You need to obey the Holy Spirit and work with God at this time. Allow Him to be God. And remember, He is a sovereign Lord. He has sovereignty over your life, your family, your business or companies, and even ministry if you let Him. And we will be answering to Him on what we have done because He is Lord. He has to be the Lord of our life in every areas, in every action. He should be first and foremost. And I've been holding training live stream in the Philippines and those that are following us on other nations like Canada and the Middle East and some parts of Asia and also here. And I'll continue on doing that, and we are now on the implementation mode. So I'm going to work with those who have followed and obeyed God up to a point, so that the businesses and the transfer of wealth will start or continue to manifest in their lives. And then they can teach others like yourself once you decide that you're going to believe and trust God on this. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630. Or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's sogmi@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org. That is sogmi.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to sogmi.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023.